Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am, of course, Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I am joined for another week by Tommy McNamara, the Dog of Wolf Street, the Prince of Snarkness. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I had a lovely Easter, and now I'm back.
A lovely Easter?
It was, yeah.
What'd you do for Easter? I didn't ask you.
I went to a family's Easter dinner.
Yes.
They played an egg game where you have an egg and you hit it against the person next to you's egg.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's egg cracks is the loser. And then you move on until there's only one winner.
That sounds really fun.
And I lost right away. I had a weak egg.
let's introduce our guest before we get too deep in, because I want to hear her Easter. Hannah Dickinson. How are you doing?
Hi. Great.
How was your Easter?
It was, my parents came. They were passing through. They were visiting my grandfather in Boston, so they stopped by. We went to dinner. We had a nice little Sunday.
That sounds great.
Just kind of walked around and, ate dinner.
That sounds like a nice Easter.
Yeah.
I celebrated the way that Jesus intended by throwing up on an airplane from drinking too much wine in L.A.
You were drinking before you got on the flight?
I drank the day before. I went to wine country and I drank all of their wine.
Malibu wines?
No, I went to Santa Barbara and went to, where did I go? I don't even remember all the places, but we went to like 7 wineries and did tastings. It wasn't even that. I did a...
You're supposed to spit it out, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's like a waste.
That's what I was drinking.
The spit.
Yeah.
You were just catching people's mouths as they were spitting out.
Yeah. I was laying across the bar.
People were just baby birding you on.
I
don't know why I got sick.
I think what actually happened to me is the day before we went to wine country, me and my sister and brother-in-law, we went to this restaurant that had something called a 50-alarm burger. And I looked online, or it said on the menu, you have to sign a waiver to eat this burger. And they're supposed to give you gloves to eat it with. But I love spicy food. And I was like, if there's a burger like that on the menu, I feel like I have to do it. And it legitimately fucked me up. Like, I was dizzy for a while after eating it, and it had like a full habanero pepper on top of it.
Oh my God.
And a full jalapeno, and then there was ghost pepper within it, and then more jalapenos, more habanero, and then a 3-alarm cheese or something. And I thought that would be good to start my day, and
does that
it was
come
a
with
bad
side?
Comes with some fries.
With Sour Patch Kids.
That's your question. What comes with it?
It comes with fries, and it's a good question because those fries, I think, served. I did not taste a bit of those fries.
That's why I was wondering. Yeah. How would that pair?
Every bite I took of this, the habanero pepper was just sinking into my tongue, and like it was like Homer Simpson in the chili cook-off episode. Mm-hmm. I started seeing things.
You tripped?
It was weird. Yeah, I felt like a little out of it for a couple hours. But then the day passed, I was fine. And the next day in old wine country, I just felt I felt fucked up. But no, what a time. I had a guy on my plane. I had the most annoying like Brooklyn guy on my flight who was like bragging to the women next to him, who he didn't know is what I gathered from the conversation. But he kept telling them that when he was younger, he got a full ride, and he kept going, you know what that means. And I was like, yeah, of course they know what it means. But then he was like, yeah, man, I'm like an asshole. And then he goes, when I'm in New York, if I see somebody acting up, I fucking flip them off.
Damn.
He said, whenever there's tour buses going by, I flip them off.
Who that is this
like
guy?
A catchphrase. Just
old
some
is
guy. He's probably like 35.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
Yeah, he goes, the other day I see these girls in a pink Mercedes. I flip them off.
What airline were you on?
What was I on?
He was on douchebag air. Yeah,
it was douche air. No, I was on JetBlue. I love flying JetBlue when I go to LA because it's you get those snacks.
Yeah.
You get those Terra chips.
And then you can get up and go to that little compartment and get whatever you want.
Exactly, and I never do. I like, because I don't like to bother people, and I'm almost always either middle or window. I like an aisle. I don't know. What do you guys prefer?
I'm an aisle man, but I don't think I've ever been on JetBlue since they started doing this compartment thing. I don't
know
about that.
JetBlue is the best, and free Wi-Fi on JetBlue. JetBlue is the best. I really love it, but You got to fly with it. The one caveat is this guy is always there. He flies every single flight. There was also a child screaming at the top of his lungs, "My ears are dead!"
That's me.
I felt it. Yeah.
On a plane.
that was my little L.A. trip. We're here to talk about Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
But first.
Just had the 10-year reunion.
Oh, but first. Before we started the show, I started singing Old Town Road, a song that I don't think I like. I don't know that I enjoy it. What are your thoughts on it?
Listen to it 4 more times and you'll be into it.
That's the thing. I've heard it now probably 3 times, so maybe I have 2 to go.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those songs that's not good, but once you get to a club and it starts bumping, you're going to be like, yes, you know? And then you're going to wait and play it in the shower, and then you're going to play it when you're having sex with whoever.
With a what? And, with a...
I was going to say, I wasn't sure. You have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say with your girlfriend, and I was like, fuck, I don't know. Like
you did say with a, though.
No, with...
sounds like it's going to be an inanimate object or an animal of some kind.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about myself on that one.
With a grifter. a drifter.
Anyway,
what's the backstory on it though? Do you guys know?
So what I know of Old Town Road, it's Lil Nas X. He put this song out. He wanted to make a country trap song. I watched an interview with him about it immediately after listening to the song. I wanted to know what this guy was all about. Actually, my girlfriend was showing me the song. She thought I would enjoy it, and I don't think I like it, but. He was living with his sister or something. I think she kicked him out, and then he wrote this song. And
isn't Billy Ray Cyrus in Billy, it?
So here's the thing. There's a little bit of racism at play here, if you ask me. So Lil Nas X makes this song. It's the top of it's the top of the Billboard country. Right now, it's the top of the Billboard charts, pop, just in general. And it was the top of the country charts, too. And then all of a sudden, it just wasn't on the country charts at all. They just didn't count it as country anymore. And they were like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, why isn't this country? And then Billy Ray Cyrus recorded a remix with him. And then that became an even more popular song, I believe. Wow. I could be wrong about all of that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Would you rather hear... So Tommy hasn't heard either of these songs.
Yeah, we're going to do an unboxing video. Yeah. Those are big online.
But without the video part.
No video,
you're just
gonna no
box.
Going to
have to make noises.
yeah. But we're getting a first reaction from me on this. Let's do the Billy Ray Cyrus
let's
one.
Let's hear the Because
it's
Ray.
Relevant to the episode.
It's pretty much the same.
Because you're also racist.
And yes, I'm a racist guy. And
you identify as racist.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, I need to hear a white guy on this track. Otherwise, it's just like, I'm already going to hate it.
All right, this is Old Town Road. I'm sure you guys have heard it.
It's significant because Billy Ray Cyrus is Miley Cyrus'
yes,
father.
Yes, perfect. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Tommy's nodding along.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
He said, lean all in my bladder. Like you drank a bunch of lean.
Oh, I thought he was talking about lean all in his bladder.
Whatever, man.
That is one of Tommy's. Or Thomas's? That's one of Tommy's sick piss fetishes.
Real country boys like a woman on their bladder.
That does relate to the podcast. We call our listeners piss freaks. Tommy's idea, not mine. You get it. That's pretty much
that's
it.
The greatest song I've ever heard. That's all I need to say.
I will say I did start to like it more the time.
I did
We're
like
almost
it.
To five listens. You liked it?
What was Billy Ray? Was Billy Ray doing the hook?
He was the very beginning, and then he does a verse at the end also.
Oh, okay.
But in the original, it just starts with what I believe just that first verse that you heard Lil Nas X do.
I'm pretty sure this song is the most money Billy Ray Cyrus has ever made in his life.
Wow.
That's true. That could be. He definitely cashed in on this, but I don't know which one I prefer. I don't think I have a preference.
They're not that different.
They're pretty much the same song. It's just, what if Billy Ray Cyrus also had a verse in this for some reason?
Which is what I wonder about every song.
We should go back and edit Billy Ray Cyrus into every single song.
Yeah.
Hey, Radiohead, have you heard of Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, he'd be great on Creep. Weird dude.
Speaking of, there's a bunch of, so we have a lot to talk about here because Hannah Montana is a very divisive character, I'd say.
Why divisive?
Because of Miley Cyrus, I think, a little bit.
And but because, this is not a Miley Cyrus episode.
No, we're not going to be talking about Miley Cyrus personally.
So on the Hannah Montana soundtrack,
yes,
she Miley has Miley songs and then has Hannah songs,
right.
And I was like, ooh, can I use some Miley songs? But I didn't, because I was like, that's cheating.
We appreciate that, definitely. I don't know, we've never done Miley, did we?
No.
We talked about her briefly with Lisa Traeger.
She's a big
who
fan,
at the end
yeah.
of an episode was just like, let's just listen to this new Miley
song.
That was
when Malibu came out. Lisa was big into Malibu, and I pretended to like it because I didn't want to annoy her.
I got to say, yeah,
I
at the time I didn't like it, then it became catchy to me. Like, not unlike Old Town Road. Damn it. I think I like it now. I don't know. So There's just a lot of thoughts out there on Miley. I watched a few videos before. Were you a Hannah Montana person?
I've never seen an episode of
this. I haven't either. But you
I auditioned for Hannah Montana.
What?
I will say,
to be Hannah Montana,
to be the friend.
Oh, whoa. Are you serious?
Serious.
This is a bombshell.
I know. Why do you think I brought it up? You know, I gotta plug it wherever I can. I'm at restaurants.
Right,
I'm like, excuse me. Do you know who I am? I made it to the first round of auditions. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Wow, this is the biggest celebrity we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, you guys are welcome, you know.
Damn. But you still liked the show after not getting onto it.
Yes, I did. I loved it. And then, you know, I wasn't really cool in high school, so I still liked it throughout high school. My brother would be like, are you watching Hannah Montana? Like, you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, just, I don't care. I don't know. And now my friend like brings up, we'll play the songs randomly in pre-games, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
I never got into it. Did you like her? I was more of a Lizzie McGuire man.
Oh, of course.
I was into iCarly for a bit.
Is that right?
I liked iCarly, yeah.
I'm pretty sure iCarly, that was pretty late in the game. How old were
you?
Oh,
it was disturbing that I was. No, I think it was like my little sister or little brother was watching it, and I was like, yeah, I
jacking
guess
off
watch
in the
it.
Back.
I was like, yeah, I guess this is cool.
You're like, fine, we can watch iCarly. They're like, I don't want to watch it.
Fine, turn it on. Oh, I bet you want to watch the game. No. Put on your fucking iCarly. yeah, so I was not into it, but obviously she became the biggest star of probably all of those Disney kids, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hill Duff is still doing pretty well. She's on Younger, which is a great show.
Sure. But as far as music careers go,
as far as just overall fame, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One thing I appreciate is that Miley Cyrus and Hillary Duff seem to truly like each other and like have mutual respect for each other. As I was looking up, I thought maybe there'd be some sort of beef. Because there's this one like kind of bitchy quote from this guy, Jim Abbott of the Orlando Sentinel. He went to the Best of Both Worlds tour and wrote that it was as entertaining as concerts performed by Spears or the Backstreet Boys. And he added that the show's quality made past Hillary Duff concerts look something like in a mall food court.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, Hillary Duff isn't really a singer.
shit. Well, we famously had a Hillary Duff episode that did not go as planned, where I said the music was perfect because I was trying to annoy Tom. So this is something we still fight about to this day.
Yes. Before we get too deep into the show, let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of Hannah just to refresh the listeners, because I didn't know any Hannah Montana songs before today. I knew Miley Cyrus songs.
You know what? Who also might be more famous than all of them is Selena Gomez.
Is that right?
Do you think she's more famous than Miley Cyrus, though?
I could see it being
she had
up
the
there.
Most she has the most Instagram followers.
Oh.
That's interesting.
She was like the number one person followed on Instagram for a while.
Damn.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I'll freely admit it. I'm not as into this world as maybe I should be. Tommy is obsessed with it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Him and his chatting friends online are always
and I'm practically
debating.
In it, so...
Yeah, you are. I'm in the last.
You're basically... They should have put you in the credits, at least.
I know, I still have the script framed in my room.
They should put people who auditioned...
The auditioned for credits. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's hear a little bit of I Got Nerve from Hannah Montana. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is a charger that I'm plugged into, and not...
This is a tech-savvy podcast.
Look... Our producer's fired, and I'm the producer. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Did you fire your producer, really?
No.
Metaphorically, yes.
Yes. Our producer got drunk in wine country the other day and is still a little loopy. All right, one moment. There we go. Okay.
We haven't met, and that's okay, because you will be asking for me one day. Don't want to wait.
Say it's a heavy song.
No, you. It's a heavy sigh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It is a heavy song.
Tommy's
this
hard
is too
over
heavy
here.
For me.
This will be the episode that gets me arrested.
you can't be within 100 feet of a school after this.
Are you allowed to be attracted to fictional kids?
Hey, there's nothing in the rule books. It says
if it's a character.
I had this problem the other night when I was watching this Netflix movie, and the kid in it is a 17-year-old senior.
Oh, is it the Perfect Date?
No, it's the same guy, but The Perfect Date was the movie.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, he's 23 and super hot. So
it's
like,
so weird that I knew that I knew which guy
yeah.
it was.
But he's so hot, right?
He's very hot.
I watched so all the
like,
boys, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's confusing because it's like, I don't want to fuck this kid going to prom, but
right.
like, I do want to fuck... The actor
character.
Playing this kid.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
it's very, anyway. It's yeah. Sad. But back to the I Got Nerve.
It's like how Tommy was really into those, to the Olsen twins when they were on Full House.
God damn it.
We don't know how old the actors were.
Shut up. Officially out of the bit.
I like literally just met you and I'm like sorry.
Yeah, so that was I Got Nerve. And during that song, I couldn't help but think I'm 31 years old. I don't know how I feel about this music.
Okay, I'm not saying that, yeah, as a 31-year-old man,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't expect you to bump to this alone on the subway.
Sure.
However,
and that is one of the six ways to listen to music.
Yeah, but I grew up with it.
Yes.
It's how I got over my high school boyfriend, who wasn't officially my boyfriend.
Yeah, and you were just dating him recently, right?
Yeah.
Your high school boyfriend.
My high school boyfriend, yeah. Well, he graduates in a week, so we're fine. No, but so it's very, when someone plays a song, I'll know every word.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for me to...
Of course,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so do you still bump to this?
I do.
I appreciate that.
But it has to be in like a random playlist for a pregame. Or sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling sad or something, I'll just pump it up.
I talked about this briefly in the last episode, and I think it's somewhat related, but I've been on a real Fall Out Boy kick again, and it's because it reminds me of what, like, it just pumps me up in the same way it did in high school. Like, there's something about that, like, when you heard something and it made you feel a way, and, like, when you're young, if you re-listen to it now, it does the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Well, not all of it, but just that one album, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Chicago, so 2 years ago, is a great song. But I heard somebody... I tried to do this with other music. I heard somebody in Brooklyn the other day just blasting Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
That's a banger.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it is.
I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to listen to Nickelback.
Yeah.
It's not good, but that song was fun at the time, and it was fun to drive to.
Yeah.
It is the
one.
Just
get you back in that place. That was fun times. My friend texted, well, she texted me a song from the album. That album, but it's as Miley.
Uh-huh.
So it felt very cheap. But she texted to me like 2 weeks ago. It was like, thinking of you. And I was like, oh, I know. It was so sad.
Did you really save the script?
No, I don't have it anymore. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I saved it for a while. And then my dad was like, you're a hoarder. So it wasn't my choice to throw it away, if I'm being honest. I also had a collage of Zac Efron in my closet.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, way too old, and my dad was like, you at this point you just look like a murderer, you know, like a serial killer plotting to kill someone.
There were pictures of random parts of his body, like one arm. We do a segment on this show where we have our guest, what would you call Jared? Friend?
Yeah.
Our friend, yeah, friend of the show slash foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in gorgeous Bloomington, Indiana, where if you live, hey, go check out the club. And once again, as always, if you'd like to be a comedian, email Jared.
And start with the headlining set.
Yes, you're going to want a headline because you get more time.
Yeah.
And if you're new, you want to do more time because you have more bugs to work out, you know? Jared likes to give his thoughts on whatever artists we're talking about. This week, here are his thoughts on Hannah Montana.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's He Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Hannah Montana. I just got off the phone with Tom. He probably won't say this, but he just watched his half hour, which is really exciting. And he looks thin, he says, which is good. What I want to know is, more so than Hannah Montana, who gets final cut on a half hour? I think it's a really interesting question. I mean, does the comedian, even someone with, you know, with not as much clout maybe like Tom has, that's not a cut down, it's just true, he probably doesn't have the same amount of, you know, say in it as someone who's releasing their fifth special or whatever. So I'll email him and see what happens. I'll give my opinion on it. As far as Hannah Montana goes, I mean, obviously I know that it's Miley Cyrus. I was surprised though, when I went to listen to the songs, I don't remember a single one of these songs. And I know that I have heard a bunch of Miley Cyrus songs. So, you know, this is really sort of not my, I just don't really know what to say, frankly. I mean, it's just, it's like, you know, little kid pop music. She's got a pretty pleasant voice. I think that she's kind of withstood the test of time. So, you know, I would imagine that anyone that was a kid when this was out, you know, probably still likes it for whatever reason. So, I don't know. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right, Jared. Thanks to Jared. Maybe the least artist relevant that it's ever been.
I like what he said, I know it's Miley Cyrus. It was like a kid being like, I mean, I know Santa Claus isn't real. But.
Yeah.
Just in case.
You figured it out, Jared. No, we did talk, and he accused me of being fat, so that's why I said that I looked thin in the thing. I just wanted to clarify. Anyways, I did watch my half hour, and it should be fun.
That is a weird insight into your guys' dynamic, that he accused you of being fat.
I love you, Jared. But yeah, he's basically covered what you said already, that you liked it when you were a kid. or in high school and still like it now.
Yeah, I mean, she just, like you said, she built an empire off of it. And it was catchy songs. There were two movies, series, you know. Oh, maybe there was one movie.
I think one movie. Fuck. I could be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure there's one movie.
Well, there was the Endgame was the second one.
That is right. Yes, yeah. Of course.
It's 3 hours.
Where the characters come back to life.
For someone who is on usually, maybe it is bad music now that we're listening to it. Like, now that I'm in a public setting and not on my own and not with people who appreciate this music, I'm like, this is harder than I thought. Because my friends liked it too, and it is a bump and jam when you're, you know, four tequila shots in, but...
Oh, well, let's fix that.
Yeah. Let's just get hammered.
Glug, glug, glug. I want to say, so, yes, it did. That show did start an empire with which she built on. But who had to get hurt along the way? I read an article that was called How Hannah Montana Ruined Everyone on the Show, and most of it's about how sad Billy Ray Cyrus's life is now, and he claimed that the show ruined their family.
Well, because they got divorced, but then they got back together.
Then they got back together, and Miley Cyrus, who we're not talking about in this episode, tweeted a picture at her. I just found this weird thing. Did you guys see this?
I read that too. Yeah.
She tweeted a picture at her dad of some woman, and was like, "Since you're not answering your phone, you have 1 hour to
tell the truth about this woman or something." Yeah. And then
when was this?
This was, I think, maybe at the end of the show. I think the show probably ended around 2011, something like that. Let's see here.
2009, maybe.
Yeah, as the show was winding down in 2010.
When I graduated, you know, it was all coming to an end.
That's when I graduated 8th grade.
Nice.
2010.
Let's see. Billy Ray Cyrus wrote, "I was going to work every single day knowing that my family had fallen apart, but yet I had to sit in front of that camera." Here's something I think is weird about that show. So it's kind of loosely based on them, you know, because it's Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, but her original name was Chloe in it.
Oh, is that right?
And then they cast Miley Cyrus, and I think they casted
Billy Ray Cyrus
after.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it was a show. It was the it wasn't based off their family.
Yeah, that is very odd. So they cast Billy Ray Cyrus, but then her mom died in a plane accident, which seems odd. Like, that's an odd character choice
that was
for a
in
kid
the show. Okay.
Yeah,
that's always a Disney show. It's like, mom got eaten by a shark. It's like, okay. It's
horrific tragedy.
There should be a mockumentary series about all the moms and, like, their tragic deaths in Disney shows. Yeah, that is true. That is such a trope in Disney stuff. But yeah, she had a real mom, though, couldn't they cast her, too? Get her in the show.
She was busy raising the other kids. They had, like, 12 kids.
Damn.
Not really. There's, like, 5 of them or something. They all look wild as hell. But that's just tattoos.
That is just tattoos. Yeah, that's not wild.
I did read that one of the... This is not a bit. That one of the... They were going to name... One of the names they were going to use was Alexis Texas, which is true.
I did see that.
You're such a liar.
I swear to God.
That's real.
That is online.
I used to walk her dogs, Alexis Texas.
Are you kidding? How many bombshells do you have?
Wait, is that a real person, Alexis Texas?
She's
a famous porn star. I mean,
are you serious?
I've heard, yeah. But that's true. Yeah, I read that online.
That is crazy.
And then they were like, "Wait, that's like one of the most famous porn stars. We can't call
our kid
show
that."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm a good, clean man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. I also read this article: 15 reasons why Miley Stewart was the actual worst. And
that was what they named her character in the show was Miley Stewart.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
brilliant writing.
Damn. One of the reasons that she's the worst is this woman writes, "She mocks her friends literally all of the time."
Wow.
She writes, "I would not want to be friends with someone who felt so comfortable telling me I have jiggly thighs or say that I am a shining lighthouse in the bay of stupidity.
Did you say that on the show?
That is a quote. You are a shining lighthouse in the bay of stupidity, which that sounds like just a sitcom insult.
Sounds like something Frasier would say.
Yeah, exactly.
That was written by a four. Yeah. Well,
that's the thing. Frasier Crane, the character, was actually a writer on the show.
Yeah, that's a line from a 45-year-old male writer.
Yeah.
So.
But you have jiggly thighs. It's pretty crazy for a kid's show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless she's talking to Billy Ray Cyrus, you know.
She must have been. She wasn't talking to her friend.
I kind of want to look it up. It says, she continues to write, there are enough negative and mean people in this world that do nothing but tear us down and try to make us feel badly about ourselves. The last thing we need is to be friends with them. Now, I don't know how professional this writer is.
You're like, this is a personal blog I found. A Zanga complaining. Well, it's also, I mean, it's just so easy to just, I guess because people say shit, mean shit about me on the internet, but I'm like, so easy to talk shit about a girl on the internet. You
yeah,
know?
For sure.
So, poor, I feel bad for Miley Cyrus. She's getting this article, why her character is the absolute worst of words she did not write. Or come up with.
Wait, that just reminded me that we talked about the thing, the Invisalign thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Both of us are, have you done it yet?
I had to miss my appointment, so I'm going to the dentist tomorrow and having them.
I had a similar problem, but yeah, we both, based on internet comments, are getting Invisalign.
Oh, wow. And I'm sorry about those comments, guys.
Yeah, you dick.
People write nice things on the internet. Not that I have jiggly thighs. Jiggly thighs.
Jiggly thighs would be a soft pitch for me. I'm like, oh, that's one of the nicer ones.
Yeah, somebody said I have shark teeth, and I don't know quite what that
means.
That's
kind of cool,
though. Can't be good.
I don't know.
They said this guy's funny, but he has shark teeth, so I don't think that's good.
I got funny, plump Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos.
Wow. Yeah, which is just a guy with bug eyes and a fat ass.
We are sponsored by Theranos, by the way, so be careful what you say.
Hey, coming to a Walgreens near you.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Amazing.
I think we're getting it right at the right time.
Yeah,
now I know.
Our podcast is going to be featured at the Walgreens also. Yeah. They're just going to start playing it through the speakers instead of music.
It's a one-stop shop, yeah.
We need to become an elevator podcast.
That'd be great.
That would be good. On top of going to Jared for in-depth thoughts on Hannah Montana, we also went to Facebook, as we often do. I posted we're talking to Hannah Montana on the podcast. If you got thoughts, you got a lot of backup on this. People love Hannah Montana.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, my Facebook friends are mostly children, so... Lindsay Lucido writes, taught me the names of several bones through one of her songs. Some of her songs with Jonas Brothers are great, too. Dan Seabree writes, If We Were a Movie is an iconic song about teenage life / fingering.
Oh,
so,
well,
there you go.
Wow, didn't even know that.
Andrew Bercastro writes, Hannah Montana is better than Miley Cyrus. Damn. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, that's... My name's Hannah. She's a blonde. I'm a blonde.
I'm glad we finally addressed
this. Is really,
the elephant
it's
in the
a
room.
Narcissistic choice here. I just want, yeah. I mean, she was selling out arenas, you know, as Hannah Montana.
That's true. Yeah.
If
and
you
then
could
she
only
kinda...
listen to one for the rest of your life, which would you pick?
Oof. I hate to say, you know, because I came here with Hannah Montana to defend her, so I feel like I have to say Hannah Montana.
You danced with the girl that brung you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Kim Nicole, our dear friend, says, hot damn, she's got all the hits, yo. Maris Dodge writes, I've waited for this in all caps. Gary Greenblatt writes, I think Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus are the same person. You figured it out. Let's see. Chris Donahue writes, I have a character never used for anything who has a similar life story to Hannah Montana named Tony Baloney. Chris, don't waste our fucking time on this show. If you ever do that again, I'll find you and beat the shit out of you, Chris. Carl Dodd writes, the show was remarkably funny in its early seasons, especially considering the content they usually had on the Disney Channel. The movie was well made, too. Jason Earls was 32 playing a 16-year-old, which was one of the most shocking casting choices I'd ever seen, but he nailed it.
This is a guy saying this?
Yeah, it was Carl Dodd, yeah. Hannah Duncan writes, don't get me started, and she was became angry that I didn't have her on the show to defend her. Another Hannah who likes Hannah. I'm starting to think that there's some correlation here. Mm. You think that's what stopped you from getting cast on that show?
It would have been too confusing.
My name is Hannah.
Yeah, they would have been like, hey, Hannah, and then Miley would have said, is
well,
that
my
me
character's
or the
name
one?
Was, I forget, it's the best friend, whatever that her name was, yeah. But it wasn't Hannah, so... Right. I mean, maybe they were like, this girl's so stupid that if we were like, Hannah, get over here, I'd be like, what? I wouldn't know.
Do they call? See, I don't know if on the show they'd be like, hey, like, wait, do you think they'd call her Miley on set or Hannah?
Ooh.
Or do you think, like, in a scene, if somebody was talking to Hannah, you'd be like, wait, is that me?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's what happened at your callback. It was just
yeah, I definitely got a callback. I want to spread that rumor.
But I'm Hannah. acting's hard, mostly that part. Patrick Murray said that she's better than Radiohead.
Wow, it's weird that's come up already.
I know. No, this is a part that's... okay. So Micah Green wrote a lot. He wrote, if you're including Miley, I will say that Party in the USA is an unimpeachably catchy song on the level of Shake It Off. We're not talking about Miley, though. He said, if you're only including the Hannah verse... then she still holds one of the catchy rings of power with Nobody's Perfect. I can't believe how many times I heard people say, everybody makes mistakes, everybody has those days in high school. She's been cranking out bangers for 13 years.
Are these adult male friends?
Yeah, it's mostly adult males who seem to be agreeing with you. So just... and people named Hannah. This seems to be the demographic.
That's the two
so
groups.
Creeps and Hannahs. So me.
An army of creeps and Hannahs.
Yeah, let's go ahead and listen to Nobody's Perfect, by the
it's
way.
A good song.
Everybody makes mistakes.
I was playing these at work today, deciding which ones to choose. And this one, Sydney Washington, was like, okay.
What do they think of the other ones?
She was like, let me hear the songs, and then she's like, that's it. It kind of died out. People started leaving the room.
All right. That is Nobody's Perfect.
You didn't like it?
Come on. That one is probably my favorite of the list of songs, but that's not saying. I don't want to get too far ahead in my thoughts on the playlist. I will say Lil Miss Sunshine XOXO writes, this song is kind of annoying and the spoken part kind of creeps me out. But other than that, it's really addicting.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody is perfect. Mm. I agree with that. What do you think, Tommy?
What about our Lord and Savior?
Well, he had his off days, I bet.
That's true.
Where's those parts of the Bible?
Yeah. When Jesus just wasn't feeling it.
Jesus is like, I woke up like this. Like, Jesus is the original Instagram model.
That's true.
Hannah, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's a strong message.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is one of those songs where people would say everybody makes mistakes, everybody has those days.
Yep.
And yep. It's clean.
Is that right?
But you can still make up a dirty dance to it, which I did in high school.
Wait, what did your dirty dance
Like, I was on dance team. I was captain of my dance team. Another bombshell for you.
Wow.
not as cool as the other ones.
maybe to you. but we dropped it low, you know?
Yeah. So. Okay. On Nobody's Perfect?
That makes
sense, though.
It would be like a remix of songs.
Yeah. And Nobody's Perfect, you guys chose to dirty dance to, huh?
Mm-hmm. Do the slap, the booty slap?
Yeah. I wouldn't understand. I came from a town where dancing was not allowed.
Yeah, it was the Footloose town.
That's right. That's where I'm from.
Nice.
Born and raised the Footloose town.
Is that
town.
In Indiana?
No, I don't know where that is. I haven't seen that movie. Movies were also banned. let me see what else I found here. Oh, I found some comments on songmeanings.com. One person wrote, "Hi, I'm one of those people." This is from Sparkle. She writes, "Hi, I'm one of those people that goes around looking at shitty, in my opinion, music to tell all of you that you need to listen to something else." Now, I'm guessing you're all around 10 and also love Disney Channel. And as you can see, this saddens me. And then she gives a bunch of bands that you should be listening to, including Black Flag.
What?
Everclear, AC/DC, and the Dead Kennedys.
That is bizarre.
This girl is just someone who's trying to look cool.
That could be.
To 10-year-olds.
Well, yeah. X4 Pink Monkey writes.
What is this?
This is in my Word docs. But it's from songmeanings.com. Sparkle, Pink Monkey writes, "Sparkle, I'm not 10, I'm 12. So, haha on you."
Damn.
So, thank you for the input, Pink Monkey. All right, we're back. We took a little bathroom break.
Had some lean on the bladder.
Had a lady leaning on your bladder.
Damn.
First time that all three guests have used the bathroom at the same time.
Wow.
Pretty interesting
landmark episode.
It's a little bit of humble brag about your apartment, huh? You had three bathrooms in this bitch.
Three bathrooms in here, so get fucked.
Yep.
That's the sort of money you can afford to spend if you host a podcast in your apartment without a producer.
That's true. Well, he got fired.
That's right. We fired him. It was Connor.
By the way, this is crazy.
No, I'm kidding.
Miley Cyrus just announced on Twitter. Well, she didn't announce. She posted a picture of a new blonde long hair.
What?
Wait, no, like that was her Hannah Montana wig for the reunion.
Okay, so
10-year reunion.
So here's what I think. I was right.
I think she posted because it was 10-year. It was just the 10-year anniversary of Hannah Montana,
okay.
And she put on the wig as she wore it out.
So she didn't have a new blonde do, as I said.
No, she didn't. Does not have a new blonde. Dude.
Well, Tommy, keep us up to date with any other Hannah news.
Well, I get a text alert every time she tweets. So I'll let you guys know.
Oh, wait. But this is actually new.
Oh, is it?
Fuck. Maybe you're right.
This podcast sucks.
Yeah. Well, okay. So... It was happy anniversary queen on the 10th, and then I didn't see she posted. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
Looks like I know more about women than everyone.
Yeah. Tommy, tell us about women.
God damn it. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, so let's hear some more Miley before it gets too late here. That's
Miley Cyrus, another one who got veneers after, I'm sure people told
us. Is that right?
Yeah, that she's got veneers.
That shark tooth bitch.
I was actually going to say... I just wanted to let that sit. That's going to be... We're going to edit out all the rest of the podcast and just post... I was gonna say there's a picture of her and Hillary Duff when they're younger, and I was like, oh, her teeth are a little, they're not like really fucked up, but they're just not like celebrity, you know. But yeah, I guess she got veneers. Damn.
Yeah,
we all gotta get veneers.
I need to get veneers and lose like 45 pounds, and then I'm right next to her.
Same.
I feel like
here.
That's what happens. They just, you get famous and then you get new teeth and mm-hmm. you drop weight.
Let's do it. Maybe it's because the new teeth are so hard to eat with.
Oh, wow.
You're just kidding. Trust me, I find a way to eat. There's no emotion or feeling that holds me back from sucking down Oreos, whatever. All right.
Not chili dogs outside yeah, the Tasty Freak.
That's so weird. I had that stuck in my head earlier because Megan Gailey posted about, hey, Megan Gailey will be at the Helium in Indianapolis.
Three-time guest.
Three-time guest. Wait, is that right?
No, she's on.
I think two, yeah. You got to earn that third one, Gailey. But yeah, she posted that she's in Indy and then made a John Mellencamp reference. And then I just got in my head that sucking on chili dogs, which is a terrible lyric.
Yep.
And John Mellencamp is an asshole. I probably said it on this podcast before, but he's from Bloomington and he has a bad reputation.
Damn, get him.
I'll drag his ass.
Was Alexis Texas nice?
Yeah, she is nice. Nice. It's very cool.
So you did walk Alexis Texas's dog?
Yeah. Well, my old boss, when I worked at an internship, she like stopped that job and became a full-time dog walker. So then I became her assistant. So we just like walk.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you have any follow-up questions?
Nope.
Let's hear some more Hannah Montana. This is the best of both worlds.
Theme song.
Yes. This is the theme song to Hannah Montana.
But no one ever discovers. In some ways you're just like all your friends, but on stage you're a star. You pick the best of both worlds. Chill it out, take it slow, then you rock out the show.
Oh, thank you. You pick
the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds.
That's my favorite. Can we play that part again?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Of all the songs where someone says, is that Orlando Bloom, this is my favorite.
This is up there for me.
I actually like this one. I'm not being a dick. I think it's fun.
It's a good song. It's how I pumped up for my 5-minute featuring set.
You go to podcast recorders. Is that Tommy McNamara?
Is that Adam Friedland?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It is funny. Just like her being like being famous is kind of fun. And then everything you read about the show is that it was like destroying her family.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, yeah, I thought being famous would be fun, but it was actually terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of these articles about the show are like, yeah, I was sexualized as a child and it was very hard on me.
It's called going to Hollywood as a kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know why this is so, we're shocked by this. Mm-hmm. No one turned out great who was a child star. You know, they're fine now, but they all went through a rough patch or whatever. Like, yeah. Barrymore, it's like, right. If you get famous that young, it's gonna just... So I don't know why everyone's, like, so shocked by this news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I auditioned. And, you know, I still have a drug problem, so... It's not easy. It was also an NYU student film.
So I auditioned to be part of Hollywood, and they rejected me, and you still have all the problems. It was still
everything. It's a terrible drinking issue and a drug issue, but it's the price of fame.
You won't believe what these people who auditioned for shows as children look like.
Where are they now?
Still in the audition room. Just like shooting up in the bathroom.
Yeah, it sounds like you brought the drug problem there.
I'm like auditioning for a Hyundai commercial. Just like blowing lines to get ready.
Oh, this is weird. This article is how Hannah Montana ruined everyone on the show. And it's all this stuff about their family. But then the last one, like the last little fact here is Miley had her first period while shooting Hannah Montana. I don't think that's like life ruining. I think you're supposed to get your period at
some
point.
No, it's life ruining. Period. It's when it all went downhill for me. I was 16 when I got my period.
All right, let's hear.
Anyway,
moving on. Let's hear. Life's what you make it.
Kind of change the verse, like, or like, kind of change the thing.
Don't let no small frustration ever bring you down.
No, 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 no.
Just take a situation and turn it all around. Yeah, with a new attitude, everything can change. Make it how you want it to be. Stay in bound, why do that? Give yourself a break. Laugh about it and you'll see. Come on. Life's what you make it, so let's make it right.
Enough of that.
Life's what you make it is a song about how even when life seems hard or you feel sad, it's possible to turn things around by adjusting your attitude.
And she's not wrong.
It's true. It's a good message, you know? When your dad is maybe cheating on your mom, just tweet a picture at him.
Mm-hmm. Just blackmail him through the internet. That's how you make it rock.
I'm not seeing any comments on this one, but only because I didn't look the right way. Life is what you make it. That one's pretty fun. and a positive message.
Just think about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's the tough part for me with some of this music is that it's just hard to really comprehend what she means by it all, you know?
Well, on my way here on the train when it was stuck, and I was getting very pissed off because I just don't like having being late to things, and we were stuck for quite a while, and I was fuming.
That's horrible.
And I was like, how am I the only fucking person on this train pissed off? And then I was like, oh, because I'm the only white woman on here. Okay, I need to chill. So life is what you make it, and I needed to calm down and remember that.
I had to do jury duty selection last week.
Yes.
So I was in a room with like 15 people, and they asked, like, so the trial would be the next 10 days. Would that be a scheduling problem for anyone? And only two people raised their hands. And I was like, am I the only person in the world who has like anything going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Like two out of 15 were like, yeah, everyone else, 13 was like, yeah, that's fine.
I could do any day of the week, anytime.
Yeah, it's totally not a big deal.
I work for a blog. I work for a comedy aggregate.
Yeah, it's like all comedians. Yeah, right. $15 a day, I'm in.
Yeah. Do I get drink tickets too? Or yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're struggling on the train, maybe we all just need to check our privilege. Tommy, did I tell you that...
That you're privileged?
That I'm so privileged? That I'm so liberal, my car has a check privilege light? Did I ever tell you about that?
I think you have said that many times to me. Yeah.
Let's listen to Rockstar off of The Best of Hannah Montana.
Oh, this might actually, I think, is my favorite.
This is your favorite? All right, let's see.
Another bombshell.
What the listeners think. Yeah.
To get next to you. Some days I spend a little extra time in
fun song.
That is fun.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite, actually, of the group, too. I think, what did I say the ones earlier? Nobody's Perfect.
Nobody's Perfect, yeah.
I think out of the group, those are probably the top two.
I fucking hate Nobody's Perfect. I think that song is terrible.
What, well, think you're fucking perfect?
Yes.
You're like, I am.
I'm not like that.
Tommy was just before the show saying, I am perfect.
I do really appreciate your attempt to enjoy this music.
I have been attempting.
No, I know. It's like, I can see it in your face, like, smile. Don't hate it.
Well, I don't want to be the 28-year-old guy with a beard in Brooklyn, like, snarkily making fun of a child who was making music for children, you know?
I will say, I looked up Rockstar song facts before typing in Hannah Montana. And it says the lyrics are, A, I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies. And then I realized it was the Post Malone song, Rockstar. But somebody wrote on this song that they love this song but hate Hannah Montana.
That is crazy.
It doesn't feel like that you could do both, but there you go. I don't know. It is pretty catchy, though. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, somebody. I think that this is a song I could have seen myself really liking if I heard it at the right time. Because I used to love being a teen and being angsty about love. Mm-hmm. And her saying that sometimes I wish when the phone rings that it would be you saying, let's hang out.
Yeah, I got so excited.
And she can fix a flat? That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
I can't do that.
She definitely couldn't.
What does that song mean to you, Hannah?
I felt the same way, you know? And then when she says, you don't even know me, I was like, yeah, that's me.
Damn.
I had like the biggest crush on people and they were like, oh, what's your name? I was like, don't worry about it. So it was very, in high school, I was very creepy, I guess you could say.
Is that right?
Not like openly, but you know what I mean?
It's like, tell the boys I've loved before. You're writing those letters.
Oh, I didn't really write letters. I wrote more blogs. I had a Zanga. My parents found it, and I got in trouble. Oh,
what did you have on the Zanga that got you in trouble?
Well, first of all, my name was Lil Dick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but to be
fair... Wait, that was you?
My last name is Dickinson.
Right.
So my brother... was Big Dick.
Oh my god.
Little Dick, which now saying it out loud seems very inappropriate. So yeah.
Tommy, you were Little Dick too, right?
TLO, yeah.
Yeah.
So that got you in trouble?
Yeah, yeah.
You think your parents would have a little bit of a sense of humor?
Well, you know, I was writing, it was basically I was writing stand up bits, mm-hmm. Very young, but just the worst, most sexual, because I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
I was just writing these things, mm-hmm. and my parents found it and were like, you're 14 years old. Like, how do you even know about this stuff? And I was like, I don't know. So, I got in trouble. I was not allowed to have a MySpace when that came out because my parents were
damn.
Like, because my stuff was so inappropriate. They're like, you can't write things online. And now I'm doing stand-up saying it online, which damn. Is even worse, I'm sure, for them.
Take that, Dickinsons.
It was always going to be embarrassing for them. You know, they never really. So.
All right. I believe we have one song left.
The Joe Bro?
That is We Got the Party. And that is, there's
been wondering who got the party.
It's them, apparently.
It's them.
Yeah. So there's two versions of this that I'm seeing. There's the duet with the Jonas Brothers, and then there's one that just says it's Hannah Montana.
Which one is it?
There's one that's with the Jonas Brothers, and there's one that just says Hannah Montana.
Duet with the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Are you a big Joe Bro fan?
You know, their new song sucked balls.
Damn.
Hey, guys, by the way, do you all know if the Jonas Brothers have left the building yet?
They had, sadly.
All right, NBM.
Can you guys come on out?
Here comes Orlando Bloom.
She dated Nick Jonas.
Oh, shit.
Well, they had a scandal, right? Weren't there security ring people and then some photo leaked?
Damn. How do you know that?
I was researching for the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, you sick fuck.
Just like that's the one nice fact you brought to the table. I got in trouble for fucking.
I ate another fact that was about a porn star.
No. similar voice to the Jonas Brothers.
I know. Nick Jonas, man. He's such a sex symbol. It's ridiculous. He's a sex symbol out of the womb.
Damn.
Sorry, that sounds creepy.
Is that right?
I grew up with him, you know? Or not, you know, not with him. But
yeah.
I was so pissed when he got engaged.
Yeah, he was big dick.
Yeah. Huge dick. Did you see the bold on the last album cover?
No. Hold on. Let's look it up. I'm going to look up Jonas Brothers bulge and hope nothing bad happens. wait, what was their last album called?
Sucker.
Sucker.
Wow. Raunchy.
Let's see what this bulge looks like. Images. Oh, damn it. Oh, shit.
That is a new segment on the podcast. Let's see what this bulge looks like.
I'm down. We need more bulge talk on this show.
Talking bulge.
Divulge the bulge.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to give that bulge a nice little 5 out of 5.
Yeah, it's good, right? And I was like, nice choice of color pants.
Yeah, sorry. It's pink pants. You see that bulge? Hannah, you've seen it.
Yeah, it's the background on my phone. So I sleep at night.
A couple of bulges in here. I feel like this guy on the left here, the guy on the right's kind of hiding that bulge.
Yeah, they didn't become the Jonas Brothers for having small dicks.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, they came.
That's the Ringling Brothers. Those little dick freak. That's why they're in the circus.
All right. That's the playlist. What do you think, Tommy?
You know,
so at this point, we rate the playlist out of 6, as there are 6 songs. Mac Man, what do you think here? Or you want to give any thoughts before we?
Yeah, any final
words before we?
Just remember that this is how a lot of women developed their sexuality, and this really is how people came to be, and it's okay. That's all I have.
Well, with that, that kind of changes my score.
In that case, 0 out of 6.
Now, that's 2 out of 6. If this was iCarly, it would have been 6, but she didn't make any music, and I'm not allowed to talk about her anymore. I like the Best of Both Worlds, and I like that one that you said was your favorite. I thought that one was
Rockstar.
Cool. Rockstar, I like that.
You're not allowed to talk to about her anymore because of the the vocal restraining order.
Yeah, it was the first one of its kind. Yeah, I really hated Nobody's Perfect. That song fucking drove me crazy. And not like Drive Me Crazy.
Which is a great song. Yeah. I love Drive Me Crazy.
That's
man,
song
we should
amazing.
Listen to Drive Me Crazy on the way out.
Tom, what do you say?
This not unlike Old Country Road. I liked this more upon the 3rd or 4th listen, I'd say, which was just now. I didn't like most of it. And I think this one was just before or after my time. I feel like an old man for how I feel about this.
Do you think your jiggly thighs factored in?
I do think that
right?
Knowing that
you're
I'm
very
a beacon
to
of
that?
I'm a beacon of stupidity and my jiggly thighs clog up my ears. They're so loud when they're jiggling around.
Such a bummer.
And I lied. I look fat in my special. I think I'm gonna go 2.25 because
Jesus
I did like
Christ.
I did like We Got the Party more than I would have, you know, anticipated. I had listened to the non Jonas Brothers one earlier, and I appreciate that. I feel like We Got the Party.
Hannah, what do you give it?
Yeah, out of 6.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. After listening to it with you guys, I'm very embarrassed.
That's not what we want to do. We don't
no.
want to do that.
Well, you did it. So.
Is this gaslighting?
No, I'm still going to stick with my guns. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Okay, that's fair.
Cuz I will say that one of them maybe it was Nobody's yeah, Nobody's Perfect.
You don't stand by Nobody's Perfect?
I do stand by it, but it's just, I get how some could say it's annoying. But the message behind the song is there, and if you had seen the music video, you would have changed your mind.
Fair enough. All right.
And you are starting to cry.
I actually just have a lot of gas from this LaCroix. So.
All right. Well, that's been the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
If you have Hannah Montana input you want to throw in, tweet at us at StandByYourBandPod.
And let us know, Hannah, what do you have to plug?
Yeah, what do you got to plug there, Hannah?
Every comes out Wednesday.
I have a thing, a video on Comedy Central YouTube and Facebook called Cheers to You.
So you can watch that.
Oh, cool.
And check out Hannah's stand-up on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Very good. Tommy, what do you got?
I record my album June 13th. Come to that.
Yes.
Sweet.
Come out to that.
Union Hall.
Nice.
June 13th. Two shows, correct?
Yes. I'm going to call it Sucker. It's going to be a bulge pick.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, I'll help you with the cover art.
Yeah, it's going to be me and Tom's bulge.
In the same bulge, combine both of our bulges. So it looks like you have two dicks.
It wouldn't fit with one of the shows.
That's right.
Wow.
I will be at Vermont Comedy Club this very weekend, Friday and Saturday. Come out, rate and review. Get on the Patreon. We have a couple new eps with David Twitey, or we have one with David Twitey and one with Tommy talking
Tim
his
McLaughlin.
Five horse. Oh, and Tim. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. Or that's a good one. Hey, keep it crispy. Bye.